So we already started episode three. It's cool that we kind of started in the middle of the conversation and it was feedback from people because it gets interesting. We have Nash here, which is our first investor. And we thought this is a really cool way to kind of get people onto the show. She's here
first
with us
investor,
right now.
First and, podcast.
I feel like I don't know what's going on.
She's kind of freaked out.
I'm definitely sitting here going, what is going to happen?
So check it out. Okay, let me put it in a quick context of the business idea that I got. So we discussed that business idea. Okay, so we're moving now into digital a lot, right? So it's going to be a lot more, let's say, augmented reality, VR, people having meetings in other spaces, in virtual spaces. You saw that thing with Zoom, with the backgrounds and all of that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, on one, this is legit stuff, right? So I was thinking into the fact that in the future, you might be able to even use something like Holify, right? To kind of scan your space, and then let's say I want to have a meeting in this penthouse, but I would have a meeting in the digital version of this penthouse, which is like pretty much like a 3D rendering of the space itself, but I could rent it from you because it's a digital replica of the space renting it from you. That's kind of how it started, which was like, it had a lot of sense in my head. But then I was like, you know how you have in games sometimes, they pay actors a lot of money to have a digital representations of themselves playing the character in the game?
Yep.
Yeah.
So that happens not so often anymore. You know, like it depends on the sometimes they play the characters.
Sports. They used to do a lot in sports.
In FIFA as well, right? The FIFA is literally a digital representation.
So
as technology gets better and better, like now you can pretty much scan yourself and have a 3D representation of yourself out there.
Yeah.
So what if you create this and you pretty much have the digital self of you, like, renting yourself out for roles and different, you could have a shitty scenario of a soldier dying in a video game, and instead of them having to create characters from scratch, thinking about it, modeling and all, you're literally like, you go on this thing and it's like a casting of already made 3D characters.
Right.
It could work a lot. I mean, it's up to you. You might want to be in a porn thing as well, in a virtual one, or you might not want to.
Absolutely.
It really depends,
you just
right? It's just
unclick porn.
Yeah, unclick porn
yes,
in there because
yes.
You don't want to be that your 3D character has, you don't want to do that. Right?
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. I really think people would definitely audition as 3D characters.
So as a Romanian,
you're
pitching to me a way to sell my body. Is
yeah.
that that's
but
not good.
In
that's
form.
Not good.
I'm just saying, you already have that to a certain degree. I mean, you already have cam girls and stuff, but that's different. That's you actually putting in the work. This is
like
putting
you know,
the digital self at work.
I feel like you know way too much about this.
But I'm just saying, like, when technology gets so good, right? If somebody would want to have virtual sex with my body, because look at me, you'd probably want that, right? So
that's
maybe
where,
Julian wants to
be naked.
That's
where my dreams go.
Right?
It could be a two pound or like a five dollar.
Okay, take my digital self. Do whatever you want with it. I don't care.
Don't you think the hierarchies will sort of sort themselves out exactly as they do today? So you'd have super premium 3D models that earn gazillions, and then the fivers that you can do nothing with.
You
literally would just line them up and run them with a digital car. I was like, just kill the digital people just because it's cheaper. And I can do it. It's a little bit of a vice situation. There's nothing to do with
them. I get it. Obviously, if you're going to be, I don't know, God knows, Leonardo DiCaprio or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. He definitely is going to be expensive. He might not want to do some stuff. He might want to, I don't know, it could be, if I paid for that, I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Yeah.
It's in the privacy of my own digital space.
Yeah.
Or somebody else's that I rented it from. It could be that I rent Leonardo DiCaprio and rent this penthouse all digitally.
Yeah.
But with the VR, it's so realistic that it sort of is this.
Have you ever been part of the backgrounds of movies, like being paid to just, show up and walk in? Have you ever been an extra?
No.
Well, we've been when we were really, really young, back in Romania.
Yeah.
And we thought, my God, we're going to show on TV. I'm going to have my face over there.
Yeah.
It was Vodafone or something for the first time just showing up, rocking up in the country.
Yeah.
And we were like, shit, man, I'm getting paid for this. This is ridiculous. I'm not going to be a star, right? So they made us move for 24 hours in the most random ways. And then at one point, it's like, okay, I got enough. Now bring in the special people. What do you mean the special? And it made me feel so bad. And obviously, these very pretty, fit, all sorts of colors and types from all over the world. That, by the way, you cannot find them in Romania at all. Like, you just don't, like, everybody looks the same there most of the times, and then these guys show up. Like, you know, the curly hair, the whatever. And they start, like, acting in the forefront. And I was like, oh, so we're not going to be.
But
we're not going to be from Norway.
I know.
I feel like this is the 3D model that I would
you're
buy
right,
from Fiverr.
But you
like,
can also do,
you're
like,
Trump.
It was literally, like, when we saw the ad, we were, like, blurry dots in the background.
I
like
the beginning of one ad. It was, like, my blurry face. And I kid you not, my grandma used to call me and be like, sorry, okay. So the ad would start with my blurry face and then the special.
Only
fan
would recognize
exactly.
You.
Exactly.
Yes. It is a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting part here is you play on people's maybe weird fantasies to a certain degree, where it's most probably that you'll make quite a bit of money based on, like, people that do know you, right? Because it's gonna be in the sense that I might get the digital double of my friend's mom because I think she's hot.
Okay.
As opposed, and that's like, you know, she's nobody really. But to me, it makes
just
sense.
Just has to make it weird.
I'm just saying. Do you get my point? Right,
this
like,
is Robinson.
And you get it, right? And Mrs. Robinson to anybody else is just maybe just a random lady that doesn't really make sense. But to me, I'm willing to pay good money for that.
You're not one.
So
no, you're not where the
but
money is.
If you have a following on Instagram, you're like one of those Instagram. You know, and you gotta have, it's gonna happen, I'm telling you.
Well, have you seen that new tech, this is technology called Woojer, I think it's Woojer. And I tested it on, when I was in LA.
Yeah.
They stopped me and they're like, oh, do you want to do a product sample? I was like, yeah, sure. And it basically, you put this band on your body.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a vest as well now to go with the VR technology. So all of the VR games. So you wear this. So now you can actually feel it.
Feel the whole thing.
So it's like this complete. So you put your headphones on. So it's that complete sound isolation with your vest. Literally, it feels like you're in a club. Like
really.
Literally, it feels like you're standing next to a bass speaker. The music is absolutely all around you.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
just the thought of it, when you're talking about
this is Robinson.
Well, let's be honest here.
Fuck
yeah.
It up.
The first time
no
you try
really
VR.
No one's anymore.
Yeah. The first time you try VR is going to be, I mean, I've done it. I mean, I've not tried it. No, you haven't. Well, you have to.
Surprisingly, I haven't.
I've.
No,
you tried it because Edward gave me the whole setup to try it.
Not
like, here's try it. Like,
not on porn.
No.
I tried VR.
Oh.
I think that's what
talking about on porn.
Okay, fine.
I think great technologies come from men wanting to experience porn in different ways. That's my opinion, and it might be false, but I think we go beyond.
It's true. The capability we have now with video is based on.
Yeah, because you want to go deeper into immersion, right? And as technology advances, as 3D characters become more and more realistic, why not sell your body?
But you're not where the money is. The money would be in people selling the plugins to actually alter those scans that are obviously imperfect. And everybody, like, think of the giant industry of actually editing those photos, right? That's like, it's a giant,
but you
make it perfect.
LiDAR becomes out there, right? So to a point, it could be that you just kind of like, woo, do that with your iPhone, you have the 3D model, like, down to millimeters.
And what stops me from scanning you randomly on the street and stealing your body?
Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. But
that's
you have copyright.
But that's the thing.
That's why you need to register.
I'm gonna sleep with you later.
Yeah, whoops.
And she's sleeping.
But that's the
and
thing.
I don't have to buy you a drink.
Exactly.
But that's why you should register then, because somebody out there could be doing things with your body. But if you're registered, we match it.
Oh,
and then you can not have.
So that's another business. That's a plugin. Look, a second plugin.
It's like body freeze. It's been assigned.
Yeah.
The only way to do this, you gotta have X-ray filming because your body will change.
It will change for sure. But wouldn't you want it to be?
You keep the best.
And that's the best state, right? And you know, people get old. You want to experience your wife 10 years ago. Maybe she's dead. Well, that's a bit weird, but you know, I'm just saying.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's
all right. You know what I mean?
It
something for everybody else.
Yeah, and I don't know. Maybe you want to just make her watch. I don't know. Like it's. I'm just saying.
This is what you need to look like. What happened to you?
I'm just saying that we might look. porn hasn't evolved in some time, let's be honest, right? It's this could be a next leap in how technology advances. And you can use it for games and stuff, but let's be honest, this does make a lot more, like,
true.
if you would pay for something, you'd pay for that, right?
Oh, for sure.
Right? I mean, and definitely, like, if you're...
I'm sure that's the case now. Like, if you want a, you know, a VR porn site,
yeah,
sure, they're not just, like...
Yeah,
there's another thing. And again, plugins will make the money. You won't. You will most probably lose on this because you'll have to scan all of these bodies. It's going to be cost-intensive.
Yeah,
I'm going to do the Shazam of them. So you just point a little bit at somebody's even hands or something, and you would just get the models. Like, shit, I don't even like my gut. I get it.
I know, right?
I get,
the plugins are going to be, like, obviously people are not going to scan themselves naked. So you're going to have a plugin kind of making up the naked body as you kind of fantasize about it a little bit, because you got to scan yourself in the shirt and I want to see you naked, but there's no way representation of your naked body per se. And
that's another industry,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's another industry right there. So you can
some
have
people that are faceless, but they just...
But imagine, it's also like creating, like, you know, you might be into somebody, right? And you want to create a perfect... It's like basically taking Sims and having that as well, right? You would have the family, you know, you have this whole thing with somebody that you like. It's kind of... It's sad. I'm not saying it's not sad, but...
I don't know, if you have enough money, you can feel like...
There's enough sad people out there.
When I did try VR first, and I tried that little robot, the dancing, and I took the hands and I was like dancing...
You dance with
I was
the
like,
robot?
This is it. Hey, you dance with the robot, the Facebook thing. Like, the latest one.
Oh,
where you dance with
the
robot.
Yeah.
And when I've experienced that, I was like, my God, this is the future. I looked at that little hand and I saw
that robotic.
So,
you need to optimize.
I saw a different world.
You definitely need to optimize. First of all,
my little hand up there.
It's like, I'm just saying, I'm a visionary. That's what I'm trying to say. I see beyond what everybody.
Now, if
sees.
You take that thing that I
you know what
I
mean?
That I said,
yeah.
And you build like a vest and a
diaper,
and
obviously you know,
like,
a smart diaper.
You're everywhere.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
that's it.
Well, that's what they that's what they do with green screen and those. You know, where you put technically, like, you could just, and you can put whatever,
and deep
whatever face you
are
want
there,
on there.
But just video.
Exactly.
Video.
So algorithms
like,
now get better and better.
Yeah, I mean, even now there's an app to do that. Like, the way that they make filters.
Yeah.
The 3D image. And then you can just select the points, and that's, you know.
Exactly.
You can just make, like, this app, so you can
awesome.
Just make animals.
But look, with LiDAR and everything that is going to come, it's going to have, like, a perfect, like, 3D model of your face. And then you can animate that in however many ways you want, because you can use Unreal Engine 5, stuff like that, where it's so realistic, it's disgusting. Like, and combine that with 3, 4, 5 years down the line of where VR technology is going to be, I'm telling you, having real-life experiences with real-life people you know, or stars, or whoever, like, you know, people that you know in one way or another, right?
Yeah.
Not complete strangers, not complete avatars,
right?
Is gonna be a thing.
I think go-to-market would definitely be through fear. Get your body before
someone else gets it.
Because,
right?
You know, initially you were like, why would I do that?
Yeah, why would I
do some money? Yeah, but I'm not the prettiest,
yeah.
I'm not the fanciest,
yeah.
I don't care, nobody cares.
Yeah.
But then what if they steal it and they make this?
Exactly. And they use my body out there without me knowing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's gonna be the thing.
No one's gonna be happy with that.
Nobody.
No, it's like IP, but not really, because that's not intellectual. It's body property.
And
BP.
That's where the property comes in place, right? Mm-hmm. So that's where, like, it goes back. It's a circle. Because then in the digital world, are you a loser? Are you taking me to a fucking studio flat somewhere digitally? Or you want to fuck someone here in this penthouse? You get my point? Like, that's where
you're
going to rent the digital space as well.
You know what would be,
You
know, like, GPS, so, like, tracking navigation? So let's say, like, you were one of these models, right? That you've put yourself out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know the Kingsman, the movie? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where they wear those glasses, and, of course, it shows them, like, for example, when they're sat at the table.
There's
only two of them sat there, but when they, you know, you see through the glasses, they've got, like, one person on every chair, right? Now, imagine you're walking around with glasses like that, and you can identify in real life who these people are.
Yeah.
Walking around. Does know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I get what you mean. And then you want to select, like, I want, like, that person, I want this person. Is that what you're saying?
But you
like,
see
yeah.
the prices
yeah.
also. That's
yeah.
the weird
yeah.
bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I go around on the street, and it's like, my God, she sells herself for
like
$14.
Google glasses.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But it's exactly like that. But then imagine the pricing with your body. Like, I pass by you, right? And here's Edward, like, and you're all fancy, and I see, like, it's a $3. Like, fuck! Oh, what? Self-esteem is through the floor. So that's the thing, everybody would price themselves.
He just wants to be mass marketed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's money.
It's money.
It's money.
It's money.
It's money. It's money. It's money.
Hey, take it, use it, do whatever, man.
It's like that guy who is in stock photos. You know that guy, the smiley
guy,
like the same guy
yeah.
which is in every stock photo out there?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's the same. And by the way, if there's gonna be this digital world in VR, you also need advertising here. You need a lot of shit happening, right? So you need people for that. You know, were you gonna have somebody model fake people? That's not
prostitutes.
Cool.
Like you could walk and like they'll all be signed up. Oh my God, now we're talking, right?
Mm.
So you're like, right, wanna hook her.
Yeah.
And like all of their entire setup is on their profile.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
You know?
The whole thing.
That would be
yeah.
the whole accessories.
And look, you can try before you buy.
About
you can kind of have like
you can have a virtual experience, right? Like
yeah, you can be like
try it before you buy. Try it before
second,
you buy is the
60-second preview.
Yeah.
Yes.
You
yes.
can make
like
it so realistic as well, because you can have viruses. You can literally get virus from a really cheap hooker that doesn't have.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? And it's something that creates, and you get like your character
make
level goes
upload.
Down, and something
yeah.
happens. Oh, sorry, you gotta pay for a virtual doctor now. Man, it's Second Life, you know, like
they
Second Life.
They can upload their like last STD whatever test.
Yeah, yeah.
You know that now, like, I saw this in LA on Santa Monica Boulevard in the gay village where
yeah.
they have these two, like, 5-minute HIV tests for all the gay men that want to go and have.
Oh,
like,
wow.
So they get into this van, looks like a taco van, like one of those. Like,
taco van?
You know? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It does. It looks like one of those food trucks. And you go in and they automatically just tell you whether you
but isn't
you have
that is that like because from what I knew also HIV shows like 3, 4, 5 weeks so if you like would get it now it wouldn't show up in your blood for another 5 weeks or so.
Ooh, I don't know about
yeah,
that.
It takes,
is a,
it takes
that,
a while
takes
yeah.
a while.
That's why they get
yes.
preventive
yes.
stuff right. They
say okay
pop
I'm leaving today
yeah.
I'll see you in 3 to 5 weeks if
exactly.
you
given that you're
in the same taco truck
right
where it all happened
yeah.
in this
yeah.
Truck.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
I think so
yeah.
yeah
I think it's a bit for peace of mind isn't it I guess
mm.
But what I'm saying is you can go and have this exam the results of it attached to your profile.
Yeah,
metadata.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and if,
yeah,
you're,
yeah,
and if
yeah.
you're testing yourself
yeah, yeah.
every day or every other day,
but
then 5, 6 weeks ago, you would have been clear, so you're today. You know, like,
yeah,
true. And if you would be infected, I think it serves you right to have metadata there, man. Because
like,
you
yeah,
did hang out with a 1-pounder there. Come on, it's a one pound.
And look,
yeah, yeah,
what
yeah,
the
yeah.
hell? You virtually look at Daredevils and people like that, you also get to see their cojones going attached. Like, how much
cojones
does that have?
Cojones.
I recommend
yeah.
the previous episode for the
yeah,
profile.
Yeah,
I'm
not using that for listen to the previous episode, but I'm just saying
no.
you could have the profile there, and that actually plays a role in there as well, because you hey, okay, cool. And maybe the capabilities as well. So check it out, right? In Grand Theft Auto, like in like GTA or whatever you say it, right? Like you can do certain things, you can buy certain things, because you have digital money. You can't just afford, like, you know, from the beginning, you're like poor, you have a little bike, and then you kind of get money, and you can buy bigger places,
yeah, yeah.
and so on, even then, right? So, unfortunately, this creates the same. So, if you're a loser in your life, you're kind of a loser there, which sucks. Because the whole point of VR would be that you can experience everything you've ever dreamed of, but not here, buddy. You know, just not here. Go dance with a fucking robot if you want a digital, you know, you gotta.
No.
But check it out. It's
no.
important there. It's important there. And the reason for it is actually, let's say, in order to. If I hire you for a commercial, now. Obviously, the fact that it's digital, you can make that character do whatever you want it to do, like, capability-wise. But maybe you can't have those capabilities unlocked unless you have a certain amount of cojones coins, right? So you have X amount of cojones coins, and then you can do, like, crazy shit. You can flip, you can walk on buildings, you know what I mean? You can't just have those straight out the gate.
You unlock your skill set.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I foresee.
The skill set.
Do you know the subprime? Edward.
Yes.
Do you know the subprime crisis that caused the crash of 2008?
Well, it was...
It was like this. A lot of people were selling houses. Houses were selling like hotcakes. And then essentially grew the prices to a point where everybody was borrowing money to buy. And I think it's the same thing with bodies. If you price people, you can see the price.
Yeah.
Everybody will like bump it up because you can't be at $1. Come on, unless you go for scale like yourself. But then you'll see yourself in odd commercials that you don't want to be part of.
Yeah,
so you got to put a $10 million.
Yeah,
I don't know. Cause,
oh,
but, and everybody does it. But then essentially...
Diarrhea.
The market still needs to move. Exactly. The market still needs to move. So there's going to be a lot of borrowing to get people, to acquire people.
Yeah.
And then essentially it's going to crash. You're going to cause the next fucking crash in this world.
Cheap sex.
In the
Yes. You want sex with that? Yeah. Pay $10 million and you'll get her. Like,
actually,
I'm gonna do it.
Actually, you can get financing.
No.
To pay for your.
That's how you close the. That's the crash. That is the crash. Somebody finances you. That's exactly what
I'm
talking
about. It is. You are an expert. You're this old. You're this. Like your whole profile.
Yeah.
And I would like to apply for 15 hookers a month.
Yes, and you can support it because you're on an income bracket of this and that.
Yeah.
That's the thing, and they lend you money, and then this whole vicious circle. The
And then you got hookers going like,
but why do I care? I
yes.
own that problem.
It's
like,
free. It's mine.
Create the world. Like, I don't care about that. Why would I care? It's the digital people that have to worry about that.
You just want to live in your.
You gotta kill yourself digitally. What's gonna happen? I mean,
you have to pay for that. Another loan.
And like,
even
your body is gonna just lie there.
Because then it's like you have to pay zero to use it.
Yeah, and look,
kill yourself.
You know, look, and this is another monetization on people that die, and this is important. So it's pretty much like royalties paid on actors that died some long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their movies are still out. Their family makes money off of them still. You know, and so you have like you're dead, but your family can still make money off of you.
Yes, it's IP mixed with BP, which is body property.
Yeah.
Intellectual property and
yes,
body property
exactly.
mixed together.
It's kind of mixed together.
For the first time.
Whatever you do,
BP.
You have your connection,
BP.
You have your things, and yeah.
We coined it. I think it's
BP.
A BP.
It's a BP, but I think it's British Petroleum.
Petroleum, yeah, but it doesn't matter.
That's the past, buddy. Just go.
This is the new petroleum.
This
right
is the new
petroleum.
Exactly.
Bodies are
the
is that
oil. This is the oil. This is the next oil.
No, I think that's a sound.
I think it's a sound proposition.
I think so.
I think
it's a platform.
Let's build a price for that proposal and get funding.
That's
it.
The body has the body has a platform.
The body is a platform.
BP again.
Like
so
it just goes back to
BP
It goes back to BP.
I like it. All right. So you'd be mass market for sure. That's your final state here. You'd be a £1.
Probably.
99 cents.
It's really well.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You're gonna be the stockpile.
I have no problem with that. I you know, the more exposure, you know, like no publicity is bad publicity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you gotta
Right. Okay, well I think that concludes our idea for today. So if anybody has anything else to add, we're gonna end this. Well, it's still like hot.
I think we've done good today.
I think we should launch it. BP is the future.
BP is the future.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.